Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for a peaceful evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Eisenkot as Hamas gears up for another October 7th. Despite hopes for disarmament, the group plans further actions. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, in the past hour, Besant comments that Iran is in death throes. U.S. allies support efforts to economically asphyxiate the IRGC. Also this hour, Walla reports just in. A motorcyclist has died in an accident on Highway 1 near the Shomron interchange. Separately, 24 News noted earlier today that the IDF has dismantled over 26 kilometers of underground tunnels in Gaza since the ceasefire. And finally, the Forward reports from earlier today that Germany has identified the culprit behind a deadly anti-Semitic arson fire, but questions remain over lessons learned. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Belaz News reported earlier that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban, with Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar's approval. Gideon Sa'ar, Israeli politician, posted earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation involving Hamas. Israel Hayom reported that despite earlier dreams of voluntary disarmament, Hamas is planning further escalations. The IDF has identified these preparations, but has not yet acted decisively. This raises concerns about the potential for renewed violence and its impact on regional stability. Turning to the Iran situation, the Jerusalem Post shared that Besant highlighted significant international support for U.S. efforts to pressure Iran economically. This approach aims to curb the IRGC's influence and activities. The coordinated effort among allies underscores a strong global stance against Iran's regional ambitions. Meanwhile, the tragic accident reported by Walla occurred when a motorcyclist lost control on Highway 1. Emergency services confirmed the death of the 30-year-old man at the scene. This incident highlights ongoing concerns over road safety in Israel. In Gaza, according to I-24 News, the IDF's dismantling of tunnels marks a significant step in maintaining the ceasefire. The operation reflects ongoing security measures to prevent future conflict. It also demonstrates Israel's commitment to dismantling threats in the region. And finally, the Forward's report on Germany's anti-Semitic arson case reveals that despite identifying the culprit, broader issues of anti-Semitism remain unaddressed. This incident serves as a reminder of the persistent challenges in combating hate crimes and ensuring justice. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Microsoft Israel's R&D chief, Michal Braverman Blumenstick, will step down after 13 years. Her departure marks the end of a significant era in the company's Israeli operations. Separately, according to Globes, renewable energy company Lanier plans to raise NIS 176 million in a TASE IPO, valuing the company at NIS 705 million. This move highlights the growing investment in Israel's renewable energy sector. And finally, Walla Business reveals a report on the paralyzing effects of job vacancies and bureaucracy on Israel's production lines. This underscores the need for streamlined processes to boost economic recovery. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.